All right, well, welcome to the October 19th Aries Working Group call. Got a few things on the agenda: firewalls and Indy, some a topic we've had before, minor versions. We've talked about that before. As we have time, can we close this? Is a game we used to play, haven't played it in a while, which is we try to deal with some of the Aries RFCs that are open and due for merging or closing as we see it. This is a Linux Foundation call, so the antitrust notice that is on the screen and in the agenda is visible there, as well a Hyperledger call, so please adhere to the code of conduct. Feel free to put your name in the attendees list. Maybe somebody could paste in the page, the agenda page, so people can find that and add their name to the attendees list. Introductions, if anyone is interested, they can grab the mic and introduce themselves and talk about what they're doing in Aries and how they arrived here. Lots of familiar names on the list today. All right. Announcements, two things. IIW coming up in November. They're getting down to the last few spots in IIW. So if you are thinking of going, you should think fast about it. As well, tomorrow I will be presenting at the Hyperledger Technical Oversight Committee the idea of Anon Creds as an HL project, as a Hyperledger project. There is a Google Doc linked here, as well as a version of that converted into a markdown and created as a pull request in the Hyperledger HIP, Hyperledger Improvement Process repository. So Hyperledger HIP PR number 7. So if you're interested in those, take a look. I am monitoring the Google Doc, so if you do make updates there, I will pick it up and put it into the PR, so you don't need to mess with the a PR to my PR to go into GitHub. Any other announcements to make? Any other comments people want to make at this point? Okay. Release and status updates. Anything from the various Aries project that people want to call out? One thing I'd like to mention, a couple of things I want to mention. One is there is a, on Discord, there's a conversation about a bug that various people have seen at various times to do with on the very first usage of Aries Bifold, going to establish a connection and getting a credential issued to the wallet, there is a hang up on the first run. And there is a group that has a hard reproducible instance of that. It would be really, really good if we could get that resolved. So if anyone, I think James Ebert has been asked to join a debugging session. If anyone else can contribute to that, it would be really good to get that problem resolved. So I'm sure with some ideas on how, you know, monitoring the various components and adding debugging sort of on the fly as we go, we can figure out where that hangup occurs. So if anyone can contribute to that, there's a, I believe it's in Aries Akapai underneath there. There's a thread talking about that on Discord. So strongly encourage anyone that has the skills and capability in that area to jump in there. The second thing, Timo is not here. Karim, you wouldn't be able to grab Timo, would you?
I wish, but Timo's in Greece and my arms are not that long.
Okay. He raised an issue this morning that Akapai 075 needs even more in it than is planned. So I propose that we just release. We're struggling with the whole process of the cherry picking to create 075, to create a branch. I'm thinking we just do a release of main as 075 and we pretend that I never did that 100RC0 and we do a full release of 075. I'd like to get that discussion going if you could. So anyone who has an opinion on that, please weigh in on it on Discord and let us know what you think. We've got a handful of PRs, but now Timo is suggesting another couple go in and the whole process of cherry picking them and organizing the cherry picking of them, then the cherry picking and releasing is just too painful. Any other announcements at this point? All right. Okay, discussion topics today, firewalls in Indy. We want to talk about PR752, which is minor versions. And then I've got a several other PRs, a presentation with a number of PRs to sort of talk through and see if we can get some of them resolved one way or another. See if we can get some of them merged. So with that, I will turn over Kim. I think you have the screen for firewalls in Indy.
Awesome.
If I could just throw out there real quick, I wasn't sure when to jump in. Roots ID is interested in doing a survey of did COMV2 support in Akapai and AFJ, as well as the Ares agent test harness. So we may be forming, I don't know, a cohort or something of people who are interested in seeing did COMV2 kind of accelerate towards getting to the point where we can do Ares agent test harness stuff. I know there's a few tests kind of already, but full support, I guess. And so if anybody's interested in that, reach out to me or I'll reach out to you. Just put it in the chat or something. And let's see. As a survey, we would just kind of like to start forming a little bit of a timeline kind of across those three projects to give customers some awareness of status for DIDCOM V2. So that's it. Thanks.
Excellent. I've added that under the announcements. So it's in there.
Thank you.
All right, Kim, over to you.
Awesome. Can I have screen sharing?
I thought I had stopped it, guys. Kept it going. Okay, good. Yes, I was trying to stop it.
All right. The problem that I'm describing here is that Ares mobile agents are often in a restrictive or limited environments with limited or filtered access to the internet. This is typically done with a firewall with very strict port limitations, such as only port 80 and 443. And protocol limitations, such as only HTTP being available. I suppose I could put HTTPS there.
Yeah.
So to access Ares nodes, agents will need Ares nodes, agents will need access to TCP and a separate port, which I think this is something like 9997 or something like that. I forget the exact detail. And this is a separate protocol. And so a couple of solutions to this problem have come up in discussion. Here I have three solutions. The first one... And before I move on, does everyone understand what the problem is at the beginning here? In a bunch of environments, a limited access to the internet's granted. And so nodes can't access the ledger to do validation.
And most particularly, this is a problem where you've got somebody in a corporate environment with a mobile phone. They're using the Wi-Fi of, say, a bank. And as a result, they're using Aries Bifold, and they can't get to the ledger to download any transactions. Correct. Transactions from internet. So if they get they can connect to an issuer or connect to an issuer, but they can't get the cred def to receive an issued credential, or they can't get to the get a rev registry to create a presentation.
So 9997 is the indie port?
Yeah. 9907 actually would be more accurate. And that's usually.
One solution here is to put a VDR proxy directly on the nodes themselves that's running on port 80 or 443.
Yeah.
Some of the pros of this would be that the proxy is hosted on the source of truth. And so this is a reverse proxy. As far as I know, I don't think there's any additional encryption that would be needed at that point. So we're limiting the risk of DOS attacks or other exploits that can happen through a typical proxy environment. And it uses our HTTP and HTTPS. Obviously, the nodes would need access to, nodes would have to deploy something new on them. And that's been one method that's been proposed. Separate method that's been proposed is adding DIDCOM support on the nodes themselves.
I guess you're assuming the other thing is that no matter what solution you've got, the Aries Bifold also needs to access the nodes via HTTP when in this scenario. And I think that's the same for all of them.
Yeah, that would be correct.
Yeah.
Aries Bifold or other agent.
Yeah.
Need support for new method. The second method would be adding DIDCOM support on the nodes themselves. And so that messages from the nodes, we could do validation that the message came from the node. DIDCOM could only access one source. So this is much like the reverse proxy up here, where we don't have risk of participating in denial of service or other type of proxy exploits that would occur in the proxy environments. And we make use of HTTP or HTTPS. One of the cons here is an encryption overhead. And perhaps you know more about this, Stephen, than I know. But adding additional encryption overhead on the nodes themselves might necessitate nodes being larger or more nodes existing in a network. The last solution that's been proposed, one of the other solutions that have been proposed, is adding mediator support to access nodes. So this would be like message through DIDCOM to a mediator. Then mediator provides a service. Alternatively, this could also be a VDR proxy hosted by a third party. So, you know, the advantage here is, you know, the agents don't need access to anything other than the mediator. This could introduce trust issues such as man in the middle type activities. If the mediator is not limited to a single source, nefarious behavior could be exploited, such as DOS attacks or other typical proxy exploits. There's more overhead on the mediators. And so, you know, as my personal preference would be to do something like the NDVDR proxy, because I think it adds the least amount of overhead to the nodes themselves. And it's closest to the source of truth. The only questions that I have here would revolve around any sort of trust issues that might be introduced by using a VDR proxy. But I lean towards this one because I think it adds the least overhead by using the a proxy on the nodes themselves. Whereas the DIDCOM support on the nodes adds extra overhead, which might be concerning from a logistics perspective.
Yeah.
And then finally, adding mediator support to access the nodes, I think involves a lot of trust issues and typical proxy exploits. And so that's all I had. And the basic thought here was is that if there's a particular direction that the community was interested in, then maybe we can start the ball rolling towards one of those methodologies.
From my perspective, I think you're right on the easiest way to go is probably the putting it right on the node. And it also leads to future adjustments. My guess is that you could use, because the nodes already are in the Genesis file with the IP address, you're basically just adding that to the, you know, the agent can just use the IP address that's already in the Genesis file to be able to connect to the HTTP. Just, in other words, send a message to 443 on the same IP address and hope they get through, basically. What I don't know is what that would be on the indie node side. So the suggestion I've got is that we bring it up at the next indie contributors call, which is coming up very soon, Tuesday, to see what the set of folks there think of it. There's some a pretty strong community around that right now that I think would be able to answer that pretty quickly.
Awesome. We can certainly do that.
Yeah. So basically, once an agent detects, oh, I can't get out through the firewall, they just send a message to 443. And assuming that they could do that, you know, they would either have success or not, depending on whether that particular indie instance supports that. This would require getting us to complete the Ubuntu 2004 work, but that's very close. So anyway, I think that's probably a good way. Rodolfo.
Yes, I agree on that. And based that, if we think that ADIS should be, let's say, agnostic, I think that's a problem of the indie, right? Not a problem of ADIS. So should we resolve that exactly now?
So this would be fixed in the indie resolver within ARIES. So yes, it is specific to indie. So it would be part of that indie method for, you know, presumably you wouldn't be registering, but quite possibly you could. So you might as well make it that you could contact, you know, do any transaction via this technique. But this would be, these changes would be specific to the indie component driver, if you will, within ARIES.
Now, that's not saying that you couldn't build a similar methodology for other ledgers.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, other ledgers might well use HTTPS. Yeah, I mean, the resolver, you know, for any particular ledger is specific to that ledger. That's by definition. So yeah, exactly. So it's the basic answer is it's fairly hidden from, definitely hidden from the Aries, you know, the Aries controller that you're using, the business logic, and would definitely be within the Aries framework, and in fact within, as I said, the Indy resolver within the Aries framework. Warren.
Yeah, I was just curious about the comment that you made regarding particular Ubuntu version support, and what is the dependency there?
The dependency there is one of the things we've had to do in Indy is the build pipeline has been a huge bottleneck. It was a interesting implementation, let's put it that way, that has a ton of overhead for it. And so the team has been working to eliminate that pipeline, to open up it, make it much easier to add changes to Indy. And so I merely say that because it's really a roadblock on the CI/CD system. And so getting that completed, that work is almost finished. That is not needed for generic Indy networks. It's particularly the only holdup right now is completing it for the sovereign instance of Indy that includes some additional components, and any Indy network that uses the sovereign instance would need to have the sovereign CI/CD pipeline completed. And then that opens us up to being able to change Indy much, much quicker than we had been previously. So that's why there's that roadblock. Kim, are you able to talk to this on Tuesday? I can do it as well, but if you're there, that would be awesome.
I believe I should, but let me double check my calendar here.
8 a.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, and some relative time to wherever you happen to be.
I'll double check and let you know.
Okay.
Awesome. That's all I had today.
All right. Thank you. Okay, we're going to look at closing PRs. We want to start with version. So I'm going to jump to that first. Sam had this on the agenda last week. We didn't get to it because we had other cooler discussions, but I will bring this up. I'm not quite sure other than getting it done. Whoops, that's not where I wanted to go. Let's use the correct shortcut. Okay, Aries RFC convert, clarify the handling of protocols. Basically, what this, so the issue here is you have a major protocol, such as in this, the thing that generated this is out of band. Out of band 1.0 exists. We added out of band 1.1. So not a major protocol change, a minor protocol change, which means we added a new parameter, a new item in the JSON for the message. And so no need to bump the major version. So the idea in most frameworks is that when you bump the major version, you basically make an entire new copy of the protocol and you as the new version, and then you adjust from there whatever's needed to make a change. But you don't try to implement, you know, within the single protocol. I mean, everyone can do it the way they want in their framework, but the more or less the idea is a major version is essentially a new protocol, treated as a new protocol, and no attempt at backwards compatibility or anything is made. You might still support the previous major version, and that way you get backwards compatibility, but you don't, you more or less treat them as two separate protocols. When you have a minor version within a protocol, you do want backwards compatibility. And so the way we've specified it is there should be a minimum supported value for the protocol within within a framework. And then the default supported version of the protocol. And that default supported version may be behind the version supported by others in the community. So those are the sort of three things you've got. You've got a minimum, I guess I should do it this finger, minimum, the standard that you support as, you know, your current your current one that you would use if you were initiating or defaulting to. And then finally, that somebody may send you a version that is ahead of your default one. What this protocol is trying to say is that you should do that, and that you should always try to make your minimum the zero. In other words, unless there's a really good reason, don't ever drop support for any of the minor protocols below your default one. Then it's trying to say that if you get a mismatch of minor protocols from your default one, you should still handle it. So if you get a higher one, you should simply ignore whatever's there that you don't understand and process it as your default one. If you get a lower one, you may respond to it with the lower one or respond to it with your default one. And then finally, you may send problem reports according to the mismatch to say version with degraded features. In other words, you're sending you're responding with a lower version than the request that came in, or you're actually vice versa. Anyway, problem reports if there's a mismatch, and there's two specific things added. What we've done in ACAPI is, so where this came up was in ACAPI, we were only responding with we weren't properly handling the zero. After we upgraded to 1.1, we stopped responding to the 1.0s, and we just treated that as an error, and that's really bad. So frameworks should not do that. And that's what this PR attempts to clarify is, you know, if you get a mismatch, you should be trying to respond in a way that continues the conversation regardless of what version. And absolutely, unless there's a really good reason, you should always support 0.1 and all of the minor versions within a protocol. We're up to, I think with credential supplements, we'll be up to a 2.0, 2.1, and 2.2 in issue credential and present proof. And so this is going to become pretty important at that point. So that's what this PR is for. I don't know if anyone has any questions about this and whether we can get to a point where we can merge this. Kim?
Do we have like a list of what's in each of the versions?
Yes. So that is another, that's another issue. Let me show you an example of that and then a counterexample that I need to fix that I keep reminding myself to fix. So whenever a new version is added, there should be a version change log at the top and a note that says, here's what's in 2.0, here's what's in 2.1. And so once credential supplement adds 2.2, it better be in here in this change log. So that's the proper way to do it. If we look at out of band, we see the improper way to do it that I need to fix, or somebody needs to fix, and I keep forgetting to. So my apologies. You will see that there is no change log here. So we did go to the 1.1. Somewhere it says in here, oh yes, we're on 1.1. But it doesn't say what the 1.1 version is. And that's really bad. And I can't even find where it says 1.1. Yeah. Oh, there it is. So the only place it appears in this is here, and this is incorrect. So this one needs a change request, a PR put in for it. But that's where you should be able to find the change log. Kim.
So another question here, are we versioning the individual protocols or are we versioning them as a group of changes? So for example, if I have out of band and I want to make one more change to it, is that going to be out of band 1.2?
Yes. Yes.
And so versions aren't aligned across the entire RFC, but individual protocols.
Generally, an RFC is a protocol. I think, are you trying to say messages?
ARIES as a whole. What we're saying here is that we're not versioning ARIES as a whole, but the individual portions
So AIP is the overall ARIES versions. And so an AIP would have a particular version of a protocol. Including minor version, including actual commit. So you then can, just to go through the set of them. So AIP points to a particular commit. You can update the RFC for a protocol for clarifications without making any changes to it. So you're not actually changing the JSON in the messages. That would be a clarification. And in that case, we can update the AIP to point to the clarification commit. Then you actually are adding, say, a new element to the JSON, to a new message, to a message within the protocol. That would be a minor change. That would have to be accepted into an AIP, but the community can start to use it if they decide. They don't have to wait for an AIP, but it's not within an AIP. And then finally, you've got a major protocol change, which is you create a new RFC entirely. Even though you use the same name, you put a 2.0 on it. And again, that would be brought into ARIES as an AIP, as a new AIP. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. So can we merge this? So now there's two things. I think we've clarified what version should happen and so on. The second is, does the wording cover that? We do have, I believe, one approval on this. We can also see that it's out of date from the base branch. Any comments? Are we okay to merge this? Any objections to merging this?
I'm okay with that, but I have another question regarding the version, the minor versioning.
Yeah.
So every time a PR is merged, there will be a new minor version. It's like that, even if the protocol is not accepted yet. I mean, it's in proposed status or something like that.
Yes. Sorry. You are correct. Depending on the state, if this is an approved PR, which this one is, Any change to it requires a version change. So as I talked about, if it is in the proposed state, you are correct that we could just make changes to it without changing the version. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but I'm a bit concerned because there are some RFCs that are in proposed status since, I don't know, exactly. 2 years now. So
yeah,
how can we do to I don't know, to make them accepted or to, I don't know.
Yes. And that's actually where I'm trying to go with this is we need, one of the things as a community is once we got AIP2 done, we sort of said, okay, let's just focus on implementation. And that's why this group has been a lot on implementation and discussions around that. Hence this idea of getting back to let's focus a bit more on the RFCs. So that's why can we close this? Processing ARIES RFC pull requests and issues. This is an example of that. This PR has been out for a little while and is important. Should we make, are we as a community ready to do this? And let's go through the rest of the PRs to see what we can do. And let's archive figure out how to archive and so on. So I've also got a proposal at the end, which is this repo was created in the days of markdown files was all you could do. And now we can generate a website based on markdown files and so on. And I'd really love to see this ARIES RFC be driven by a static site generator so that it becomes much more useful to the community, AIP focused. So AIP 2 would be the focus of the website. Anyway, that's a separate issue, but that you're right on where we are. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. There is no approval actually in looking at this since I've merged this. So we do need approvals on this from members of the community and particularly for maintainers of this. So this will have to go back. So I guess what I'll do is post on the ARIES Discord channel a request for approval of this. And then once we have that, barring any objections right now from members of the community, we'll merge it if we get that approval. Fair enough. Okay. So now we'll look at a few more. Credential supplements. Certainly I support this one and would like to see it approved. I think I put some comments in it recently that I think the examples need to be expanded, but I think that can be done as what amounts to clarifications. So we can clarify this more. As noted, this extends the issue credential and present proof V2 protocols. 2.1 has already been merged. So the ability to add multiple credential issuing and multiple proof presenting, those are the 2.1 protocols. Those are not in AIP2. AIP2 uses the V2 2.0 versions of these two protocols, 2.1 and 2.2 to add supplements would go on top of that. So before anyone could use supplements, they would have to have agreement within their ecosystem to use that outside of AIP2. Just a reminder, this adds a new optional field called supplements, which are supplements onto, say, an issue of a credential or a presentation of a proof, and associated with each entry in the supplements array would be an attachment. and an attachment, of course, just uses the decorator. So there's just a relationship between the supplement and the attachment. Two concrete examples are used. And then the idea would be issue credential. The issuer would give these to the holder. And then optionally, the holder could pass them to the verifier at time of present proof. So they basically would be retained in the storage for the holder associated with the credential that they got issued when they construct a proof that contains that same credential. They would pass on the supplements to the verifier. And then finally, there is an OCA component to this, because the suggestion I have for the ongoing work in the OCA RFC would be to use credential supplement as a method for getting OCA files transmitted from the issuer to the holder. I would like to see this one move forward and merge so that we can start to count on it. I think the technical components are there and have been reviewed enough so we could use those. I think the clarifications could be added, but that doesn't need to be added at this point and would not change the number of the version number. Anyone want to comment or support or not support the idea of merging this credential supplements PR? Notice we do have the change log added.
Yeah, Stephen, I was involved in some of the previous discussions of this and in favor of this.
Okay, good. Thanks, Warren. All right. I think I will go ahead and so again, I'll handle this the same way, say that we discussed it, add a comment in the PR to say we discussed it on this call. And Rick, I'll put an approval from myself onto that, and then we'll post in Discord and we'll get it merged. This was a second one. Proposal for RFC for NY's DID exchanging. We had a presentation for this several months ago. It's under research for status. So it's definitely one of those ones that will sit there until we decide it's ready to go. But it builds on that conversation that was had last week for group conversation, group chat, and enables that. So this idea of how you get to NY's DID exchange rather than just peer-to-peer DID exchange. This is one that would definitely go into Ariel, what you talked about with the until someone is engaged enough to build on this further and promote it within the community and have it really formalized and implemented within an Aries framework, will probably sit. But it also captures the state of that. Now, this is where fixing the website, fixing the, from being just a raw GitHub interface to having a website saying, hey, experimental things here, and pointing to people to provide them some context that might get them interested in doing this. So my idea would not be to close this, would be to merge it, but it is an RFC that would definitely fit under the experimental category. Any comments on that?
Yeah,
my dog likes it. Go ahead.
I agree that it would be nice to have it in experimental or, I don't know, propose it or something like that.
Proposed, yeah. It would not change. Again, we can look at that and make sure. Status note under research demonstrated is interesting because it looks like there's an implementation.
They have something in the series. Yeah,
so there's,
yes, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So it's got an implementation. So, I think that sounds reasonable. But again, it's exactly the danger you highlighted, Ariel, that, it distracts from the AIP focus that we have of implementers trying to roll things out. But yet it still is a useful contribution to the community. So I would like to see it merged. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any objections to that? So you would object to merging this, Ariel?
No. I'm agree with merging it. Yes.
Okay. Got it. Excellent. Okay. This is another one that I'll just highlight.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Stephen, I just have one more comment, which is more general in nature, not about that specific request.
Yep. Go ahead.
Which is and I think it goes to perhaps the importance of the website notion that you were talking about, which is specifically when you have an RFC, which could supersede another one.
Yeah.
But it's in the proposal stage. It's not approved and merged. There's a lot of opportunity for misunderstanding.
Yeah.
About, where it's really at. It hasn't really superseded anything. Right.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I just think it goes to the importance of having some other organizational facility that tells you, organizes stuff specifically that is approved, that's not approved, that's merged, that's not, and the like. So that's it.
Yeah, 100% agreement. That is a real drawback in what we've done so far. We started this quite a long time ago, and boy, readmes were pretty neat. We could do it in Markdown and it looked nice. But we've, a lot has improved since then, and we need to reflect that. This one is still a work in progress, OCA for Aries. So I'm just using this to highlight some of the changes that have gone into it. So since I presented on this a couple of weeks ago, updates from that presentation have been done. And then some other updates have gone in based on other people who are actually starting to implement this and added some additional things. So this screen just sort of lists what's been done, what's been added to it since then. There's still to-dos. One is there is a PR 740 that updates the RFC 13 overlay to be current. However, the RFC 13 overlay is just a old version, essentially, of the OCA specification, and therefore should be archived. It is not relevant, the actual OCA specification. So I might be inclined to merge PR 74, 740, and then add a new one that archives it, or even archives it as part of 755. So that we eliminate it from the picture entirely, so that we take overlays out of there, where or we take RFC 13 out entirely and just mark it as archived, obsolete. So that's that for anyone that's interested in OCA for Aries. That's where we are, not ready for a decision or anything like that. I guess a decision on PR 740. Let's leave that one. This one I wanted to highlight, and this is the last, I think the last one I'll get to. I thought this was interesting that I just wanted to highlight it. So we had, I think Timo put this in, or someone at Animo put this in, and add shortened URL protocol, and basically outlined the protocol. It was a reasonably good protocol, looked good. And then they chose to close it here and transferred it to the diff.didcom repo and referenced it there. So that's an interesting evolution of how it's going. This is very much tied to DIDCOM. And so this is reflecting the sort of tension between where to put information that relates to DIDCOM overall, and then Aries' use of DIDCOM, which is primarily just to say, oh, DIDCOM exists, and we add protocols on top of it. Aries adds protocols on top of it. So I just wanted to highlight that to the community, that it was quite interesting as an approach. So nothing to act on this. 746 was canceled. And as I say, the content was moved over to the diff repository where it was merged in. Okay, that's all we've got time for. I did want to have a discussion at some point on these push notification PRs. These are, again, coming, I think, primarily from Animo, related to bifold and so on. And thought at some point we need to sort through the three of these and figure out what are needed. An update, a clarification. This one's fairly simple. ACK can't be a fail message. And then here is my suggestion that we create a static site generator for Aries RFCs so that we can have much better understanding of what these RFCs are. But with that, I think we'll stop the meeting. I will be sending out updates to the issues and to the Discord channel. And with that, we'll end the meeting.
Stephen?
Yes.
Can I just ask that there be an item added to features related to our brief discussion in the ACAPI call yesterday about evaluating use of domains and yes, as part of connection trust?
Yep. Yes. I will talk to Sam about that one, and we'll figure out how to bring that in and who's the right person to organize the discussion around it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Warren, thank you.
I'll be planning on attending the Indie Node meeting.
Excellent. Okay. We'll make sure that gets on the agenda. All right. Thanks, all.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Have a great day or remainder of the day. See ya.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.